Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Shabbat Shalom. First off, all praises to the Most High and His Son. Today's class, the one-third of Israel struggle with faith without works. We struggle in that category. We have so many different interpretations from a person's emotions or feelings that nobody's really using the Bible, man. Nobody's really using what this Bible says. I feel this way about this law and that scripture. I feel this way about this law and that scripture. Nobody's really taking it face value or what it really means. Give me 2 Peter right quick. Right quick. 2 Peter chapter 1. I believe it's verse 21. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. Yeah, read that for me.
This is the book of 1 Peter.
Read 2 Peter chapter 1, start at verse 20.
This is the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20.
Read.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation.
So it just lets you know that the Bible interprets itself. It's not of any private interpretation, meaning we cannot have different interpretations of the Bible. The Bible has its own interpretation, and it is what the Bible interpretation is.
Right.
These are the things that that Israel struggled with, and this ain't the two-thirds. We know they death and destruction. They out of here. We know these things. We're talking about the one-third. We're talking about the elect. We're talking about they still struggling with the scriptures. It's just like things we see. We seen today a sister at Family Dollar or at the store. Sister said Shalom, but sister didn't have no fringes on. You know, this is what we seeing. People have their own interpretation instead of doing what the Bible says do. It doesn't say that your fringes are in your heart. It says see that you do this. You know, when you look upon them, they remind you of the law.
Right.
So if you don't have them on, how do you look upon them to remind you of the law? It's just simple things like that. Give me Romans 15 and 4 right quick.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 4.
Read.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning.
Were written for what?
For our learning.
This is the thing about Israel. They don't really understand why they're reading and what they're reading for. They think they read it one time and they have it. They have the understanding. They have the knowledge. They can move forward. It's not so. You won't really understand some of these scriptures until you've read your Bible a couple of times. Read.
That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures.
See, we don't have the patience. We don't have the patience. And we're not comforted by the scripture because we want to pull out of it what we want to pull out of it, what we like, and we want to leave in it the things that we don't like or the things that don't fit that wicked spirit that you're still living in. Read.
That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures.
Of the what?
Of the scriptures.
Read.
Might have hope.
Might have hope. Our hope lies in this Bible, Israel, and until we read it, we're going to forever be lost. We're going to forever be without the right path. A righteous man's footsteps are ordered by the Lord. So that's how you know what path you should be on. If your path is still on, you're still in sin, then your footsteps are not being ordered by the Lord. The Lord didn't tell you to smoke your weed. The Lord didn't tell you to go out and get drunk. The Lord didn't tell you to sleep with another man's wife. The Lord didn't tell you to go in there and be with another sister's husband. You know, the Lord didn't tell you that. He said a righteous man's footsteps, they are ordered by the Lord. So we got to understand something. When we're not in righteousness, where we stand at. Give me John 5 and 39. The book of St. John, chapter 5. Verse 39.
This is the book of St. John, chapter 5, and verse 39.
Read.
Search the scriptures.
Search the scripture. Read.
For in them ye think ye have eternal life.
He said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think. Key words. Ye think ye have eternal life. You think you have eternal life in the scriptures. Read.
And they are they which testify of me.
But these scriptures are what testifies of Yahushua, what testifies of who he is. He is the word of God. He is the law. That's what he is. So these words in here, they testify of him. But we search these scriptures because we're looking for eternal life. We want that everlasting salvation. We looking and we reading and we looking. But it's one thing we missing out on while we reading and we looking. We missing out on the action. Read on.
Verse 40. And ye will not come to me.
And the people of the body, I'm talking about the one third, they will not come to him. Read.
And ye will not come to me.
Uh-huh.
That ye might have life.
A lot of the people that got the fringes on still don't have that eternal life yet. They still haven't picked up their cross. They still not walking as they walk because they just got faith. They don't have the work. This the problem with Israel. Everybody want to show that they're all more on a higher level than another one, big elegant words and make themselves seem like they know something when they really don't. They still really slacking and they still really lacking what it takes. Let's go to John 1 and 10. St. John chapter 1 verse 10. Let's show you about Israel, man. Israel, they failing. They struggling with this. Go ahead.
This is the book of St. John chapter 1 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the world.
He was what?
He was in the world.
This is speaking on Yahushua. He was in the world. Read.
And the world was made by him.
Read on.
And the world knew him not.
It said the world was made by him. The world was made by the knowledge of God. What is Christ? The law. The knowledge. The wisdom. What is he? The word. Read.
He came unto his own.
He did what?
He came unto his own.
Read.
And his own received him not.
He came unto his own people, those who are supposed to be walking in the spirit, those who are supposed to be keeping the commandments, those who are supposed to be keeping the high holy days and the feast days. He came unto these people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, those that sat in the seat of Moses. He right. came unto them. Read it again, Ark.
Verse 11. He came unto his own.
Uh-huh.
And his own received him not.
But they still did not receive the word. Why? Because guess what? A lot of Israel got pride on them. They don't want somebody to tell them something they ain't heard or something they don't know because they feel like they're supposed to know it all. That right there knocks us from being a one nation moving with the word, one nation moving with the Lord. That keeps us from that pride. Pride, it keeps us from that. These are the things Israel fights with. We got to understand something. Until we fully take up our cross, we're going to continue to have issues and problems. See, a lot of y'all don't count y'all pride as sin. A lot of y'all count y'all pride as thinking you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's really pride. Give me John 5 and 41.
This is the book of St. John, chapter 5 and verse 41.
Read.
I receive not honor from men.
See, that's the thing. A lot of our brothers, they want that honor from a man. They want a man to put them on the pedestal, pat them on the ass, tell them they're the greatest. You know, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. You should only want acknowledgement from the Most High. I don't want no brothers praising me. I want to make sure I'm doing the righteous thing. I want to make sure I'm being a righteous example. Read up.
Verse 42. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you.
That's what I'm talking about. I know how you brothers are. I see the pride on you. I see it. I know you. And you don't have the love of God on you, and it's very easy to tell. The thing is, we need to stop fighting with that. Get some realization about ourselves. Start walking this walk for real. This ain't no game, man. We got brothers over here dying to walk this walk for the Most High while these other niggas out here playing, man. Playing. Excuse my language. Playing. These other Negroes. Playing. While we out here fighting to wake up the sheep, y'all setting a bad example. Y'all killing them. How can we bring them to life and you killing them?
Bring it out.
Give me 1 John 5:3.
This is the book of 1 John 5:3.
Read.
For this is the love of God.
For this is what?
For this is the love of God.
Read.
That we keep his commandments.
That's what y'all still fighting with sin. Y'all still in sin. You know? And don't want no help, man. And don't want no guidance, man. And don't want no counsel, man. Because you feel like I'm dealing directly with God. He's speaking with me mouth to mouth, face to face, like he did Moses.
Bring it out.
Nah, man. You need help too, bro. That's the thing we got to understand. We got to understand that some of these brothers out here that's over these congregations, they need help too.
Right.
But until they accept that they need help too, until they accept that they need counsel, until they accept coming to the table and discussing the scriptures, they're going to continue down that path. They're going to continue down the same road. Read up.
For this is the love of God,
uh-huh,
that we keep his commandments.
Read.
And his commandments are not grievous.
That let us know that we can do it. We can do it, but you can't have pride on you because that's a sin. You can't think you Mr. Know-it-all. Read.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
So whatsoever is born of God, it has overcame the world. So some of our brothers need to be reborn again. Just because you at the top of the pile don't mean you might not have to go and be reborn again.
Right.
Just because people address you as something high and mighty doesn't mean you might not have to be born again. These things, brother. These things are something that y'all need to deal with. I hear these brothers doing all this. If you're not in this camp, you're not in the truth, and they praising their elder, and they worshiping their elder. That elder need to be reborn again because he's not teaching them to be men of the Lord. He's right. Not teaching them to be one with his brother. He need help. You know, brothers still coming out on the street corner with tablets and pads. Y'all not working in the spirit. You're supposed to go out there and deal with that spirit. Don't worry about what you to say, because the Most High gonna give you what to say.
That's right.
If you studying, if you filling yourself up with his word, but y'all playing pity patting this truth. Read.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world.
Uh-huh.
Even our faith.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. Let me show y'all something. Y'all think that all you need is faith. That's a lie, bro. Read.
Who is he that overcometh the world?
Who is he that overcometh the world? Read.
But he.
Read.
That believeth.
That what?
That believeth.
Read.
That Yahawashah is the Son of God.
Those are the ones that are going to overcome the world. Those that believe that Christ is the Son of God. Those are the ones that's going to have to overcome the world. Those that believe in the word of God. Those that believe in the knowledge of God. Those that believe in the wisdom. The wisdom of the Lord. These are they, man, who are going to overcome the world. Give me Sirach 32:24 right quick. The book of Sirach, chapter 32 and verse 24.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 32 and verse 24.
Read.
He that believeth in the Lord.
He that believeth in what?
He that believeth in the Lord.
He that believeth in the Lord. He said those who believe that Christ is the Son of God. They that believe in the Lord. Read.
Taketh heed to the commandments.
They taketh heed. They observe. They obey the commandments. Read.
And he that trusteth in him shall fare never the worse.
He that trusteth in him. What's fare? Fare is a payment. What you got to do? Pay bus fare? What you got to? Fare. He said he shall fare never the worst. He's going to inherit the kingdom.
That's right.
So I got a lot of brothers out here fighting with these Bibles, fighting with the word, and they still in sin.
Yep.
You know, they still in sin, bro. And it bothers me. It bothers me because our people think because they receive a handout, they receive a plate of food, they light still on, they cause okay, they okay, they get a meal every night. They believe that that's the only part of being blessed there is. You know, that's because we don't know what a blessing is. We fight with it. But if you believe and you trust in him, you're going to take heed to what the Bible says. You're going to keep his commandments. Now you go to the first five books of Moses and you get all struggled and all pulled to and fro with the scriptures, but he's not telling you to do nothing but be a good person. Keep his laws. Keep his feast days. And when we keep his feast days, when we keep his laws, it separates us from the world. But we still fight with it. Give me John 17:17. Is that where I was? No, John 5 and 6. 1 John 5 and 6. My bad. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 6.
This is the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 6.
Real simple. Real simple. Read.
This is he that came by water and blood.
This is he that came by water, the word, and by blood, his life. Read.
Even Yahawashah.
Read.
Not by water only, but by water and blood.
Read on.
And it is the spirit that beareth witness.
And it is the what that beareth witness?
And it is the spirit that beareth witness.
Read.
Because the spirit is truth.
Because the spirit is what?
Because the spirit is truth.
Because the spirit is truth. Now you got to ask yourself, what is that? John 17 and 17. This is the thing, man. These are the things we fight with. These are the things we fight with, man. The easiest pie, common everyday scriptures to help pull you out the water, man. Help pull you out the water. Let's get it.
This is the book of St. John, chapter 17 and verse 17.
Read.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Through thy what?
Through thy truth.
He said cleanse them, clean them up through his truth by teaching them the truth. Read.
Thy word.
Thy what?
Thy word.
Read.
Is truth.
My word is truth. He said, cleanse them up by teaching them my word. Clean the people up by teaching them my word.
Bring it out.
So you understand when you have another spirit on you, a demon spirit, prideful, lasciviousness, sexual, homosexuality, lesbianism.
Bring it out.
When you have these spirits on you, give me John 6 and 63.
This is the book of St. John, chapter 6 and verse 63.
Read.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
So it is the spirit that maketh you alive. Read.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
Because the flesh is against the spirit. The flesh chases what's in the world. The flesh chases what it lusts for. But if you walk it in the spirit, read up.
The words.
The what?
The words.
Read.
That I speak unto you. They are spirit.
What are these words?
They are spirit.
Read.
And they are life.
And they are what?
And they are life.
He said these words are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. He came by the water, which is the word, and by his blood, which is life. It's life. Go look up the word definitions and meaning, and you'll get a better understanding.
Right.
He came by the word and by his blood. He said, this is what's going to get the people awake. This is what's going to wake the people up, this Bible. This is what's going to set the thing straight, what's in this Bible. The only thing about it is people want to read it and challenge it and study it, but people don't want to do it. That's the big problem in Israel. People don't want to do what it says. People don't want to. We'll get to it. Give me 1 John 5 and 7. First John 5 and 7.
This is the book of First John, chapter 5 and verse 7.
Read.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. But y'all got to have some understanding on that. The Father, the Creator of all, the Word, Yahweh Shai, the Holy Ghost, the law, the Spirit. These things, read on.
And these three,
read.
Are one.
Are what?
Are one.
And these three things, they are one.
Bring it out.
They are on one accord. So you can't have one without the other. You can't. Law, statutes, and commandments. You can't have one without the other. You can't. So when we're dealing with this word, all this Bible is of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All this Bible, everything in it, because they all don't want to cool. These are the things the Christian church got you thinking something else. Nah, man. This is what this is. This is the word. This is the word. It's the only thing that can change you. Amos 3 and 3.
This is the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 3 and verse 3.
Let me get that with you. Go ahead.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
So when he said that this book was written for our learning through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. In order for us to be walking one with the Lord, like Enoch walked with God, like Noah walked with God, like Abraham walked with God, we got to be what? We got to be on one accord.
That's right.
So by us being separated, all these different camps, all these different doctrines, nobody want to come to the table because nobody wants to get down to the bottom of what the Bible says. They really concerned with self-gratification.
Bring it out.
Vain glory.
That's right.
These are the things that they subject to, that they keep them trapped in sin. They keep them trapped in sin. I'll talk to anybody about these scriptures, man. I don't have no problem. No hate. No ill will toward anybody. I don't care what school you go to, where you come from. You know, I don't care. Wherever you at, I don't care. Let's talk about it. You know, prove. Give me Isaiah 41 and 21. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 21.
This is the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 41 and verse 21.
Read.
Produce your cause.
So if you're saying that Christ walked on water, produce your cause. If you're saying that he turned water into wine, produce your cause. Read.
Saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons.
Bring forth your strong reason. Read.
Saith the King of Jacob.
Saith the Lord of hosts. Saith Yahweh Shai. Bring forth what you think it means. And when we go to break it down of the scriptures, and you know, we coming to each other. Matthew 18:15. We coming to each other now. You know, that's the first step to trying to get this thing settled. The only thing is, will you be able to handle it if you're wrong? Will you? So a lot of them suffer from not knowing the precept upon precept. A lot of them suffer for not knowing the line upon line, the here a little, there a little. A lot of them suffer because they still in sin.
That's right.
And they can't understand where we're coming from. But if you would just examine yourself and look in the mirror and not out the window, we could get to the bottom of it. We could really get to the bottom of it. Give me John 5 and 43. The book of St. John, chapter 5 and verse 43.
This is the book of St. John, chapter 5 and verse 43.
Read.
I am come in my Father's name.
I have come in the Father's name. Read.
And ye receive me not.
And you did not receive me. See, I'm going to show y'all something. What does a father do? A father trains up a child in the way he should go, and he shall not depart from it. So Christ was trained up by the Most High. How did he train him up by the Most High? Because remember, Christ was in the synagogues conversing with the doctors of the law. So he was raised in this word. He was fed this truth. This is what he came up in. This was like us. We blood, sweat, and tears on the football field, and blood, sweat, and tears on the basketball. His blood, sweat, and tears was in the church. His blood, sweat, and tears was in his Bible.
That's right.
Read up.
If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
If another shall come in his own name, you receive. So they received the brother priest Zabok. They received him. He came in his own name. You know, they received the elder Bishop Nathaniel. They received him. He came in his own name. They receiving him. You know, they receiving Mr. General Yohanan. They receiving him because he comes in his own name. Though they worshiping these men. You feel what I'm saying? Read.
Verse 44. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another?
How can ye believe that receive honor one of another? They like men honoring, glorifying them. They like putting themselves on a pedestal. I would care if you see me less. I would care if you see me not. I don't care. My goal is to do this job the way the Most High said, do it the right way. That's what I fear. I fear not doing my job the right way. So if somebody got an issue and saying, come to the table, that's my brother. If I don't, that's showing hatred.
That's right.
I thought we supposed to love one another. See, we missing out on the works part. We missing out on the works. We got faith. Everybody, they got faith. They got faith in Christ. Faith this, faith that, faith this. But they missing the work. We don't know.
And seek not the honor that cometh from God only.
And seek not the honor that cometh from God only. Let's show you. Let's show you. You seek of a man, but you don't seek God. I love my brothers. I love my elder man. I talk with them constantly, you know, about the truth and the scriptures and all this. But at the end of the day, I worship the Most High. I worship his son. I worship this word. I want to get in here and see what I'm supposed to do. And if I don't understand, I go to my elder. I run through the scriptures. I get precepts. But it got to make sense. It got to make sense. You know, y'all make this Bible just as hard as the white man did for us.
Bring it out.
When it's really simple. It's very simple. Give me Matthew 6:33. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33.
This is the book of St. Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 33.
Read.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
And all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be given unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. No, it says seek your elder. No. It says seek out some brothers that you know gonna agree with what you say. It says seek ye first the kingdom of God. Get in your Bible. And all these things shall be added unto thee. You have to get in this Bible and understand right from wrong first. The milk is in the old covenant. So if you don't get in here and understand right from wrong first, how you going to be weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast? How anybody going to help you if you won't put in action the things that he asked us to do? How you going to get that wisdom? Give me Sirach 1:26 right quick. And we're gonna come right back. Give me Sirach 1:26 right quick.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 1 and verse 26. If thou desire wisdom.
If you desire this wisdom, read.
Keep the commandments.
You got to be doing what the Bible say. Read.
And the Lord shall give her unto thee.
Jump up to verse 25.
Verse 25. The parables of knowledge. Are in the treasures of wisdom.
Are in where?
Are in the treasures of wisdom.
So how you going to do this if you're not keeping the commandments? If you got pride on you, how you going to do this? How you going to walk this walk if you won't examine yourself? Read.
But godliness is an abomination to a sinner.
But godliness is an abomination to a sinner.
That's right.
Godliness is an abomination to a person that's in sin. That's why they love to argue what the word is, but they still won't stop sinning.
Wow.
They want to argue with you what the word is, but they won't stop sinning. So I'm going to ask you something. If I'm going and I'm receiving advice from some elders, should I believe the one that's a liar? Should I believe the one that's committing adultery? Or should I judge the spirit by the spirit and believe the one that's walking in the spirit?
Bring it out.
Which one should I go to? See, these are the things we haven't asked ourselves. We haven't asked ourselves these questions. Give me Sirach 5 and 7. The book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse 7. I'm just showing y'all, man, that it really doesn't make sense.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 5 and verse 7.
Read.
Make no tarrying to turn to the Lord.
So when the Bible says make no tarrying to turn unto the Lord, which means waste no time, don't hesitate to turn unto the Lord. So when it says that and you're still in sin, that means you're fighting with something. That means you're fighting with something or that something has won. Because it says make no tarrying to turn unto the Lord. Y'all found out y'all was Hebrews, y'all was happy. Hooray! Y'all was happy. But then you find out what you had to do, and your continence failed. You find out what the work was, and your continence failed. It dropped. Read.
And put not off from day to day.
He said, don't put this thing off from day to day. Don't waste no time. Once you know what you're supposed to do, start putting it into action. But see, I'm going to show you something. We have those hypocrites out here that's not putting into action the word. They fighting with it. Now, you got some that's hypocrites that really just don't give a damn, and you got some that's actually got something that's got a hook on them and they fighting with it. I've been there. Marijuana had a hook on me, I had to fight with it. Cigarettes had a hook on me, I had to fight with it. You know, I had to fight with it. Throwing packs out the window. Smoke one, throw another pack out the window. Go buy another pack, smoke one, throw it out the window. Cause I'm fighting with it. I don't want to do it, but it, like Pookie with that crack pipe, it be calling me, man. It be calling me. So I fought with it. But eventually, I wanted to fight. Eventually, I threw that pack of squirrels out the window and didn't buy no more. That go for your vape cigarettes too. Eventually, you're going to have to throw that joke out the window and not want it no more. Because they cause just as much problem as smoke do.
Right.
Y'all not even paying attention to that. Read up.
Make no tarry to turn to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And put not off from day to day.
Read.
For suddenly,
read.
Shall the wrath of the Lord come forth.
When that cancer come forth. When that HIV come forth. When that syphilis come forth. When cancer come forth, when these things come forth that you can't get rid of, read.
And in thy security.
And in your security, your comfortability, read.
Thou shalt be destroyed.
Thou shalt be destroyed. See, our people, they think they got a pass, man. Give me Ecclesiastes 8 and 11. They think they got a pass, man. Ecclesiastes 8 and 11. They think that, oh, it's okay, you know, I'm not dying right now. You know, hey, I'm still here. You know, I got high blood pressure, but hey, it's okay. I'm still living. You know, read.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8 and verse 11.
Read.
Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily.
Because you haven't been punished immediately. Because you didn't smoke a cigarette and pass the hell out and die right then. Because you didn't lay down with that sister one time and die in the bed with her. You know, you keep going back, you know. Because it's not operated speedily. Read.
Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil.
Now they just cool with doing it now because ain't nothing happened to them yet. Until somebody's husband got a gun to your brain because you're sleeping with his wife. Because it don't happen right then, y'all think it's cool to keep going back. Well, that's what the crackhead thought. The crackhead thought when he got high the first time that it was going to be cool. You know, he was going to always, now he living on the street. Now he begging for money so he can keep going to get the dope. Now the dope man ain't fronting no more. Now the dope man ain't giving him the big piece of crack he used to give him when he first got him started. He giving him them crumbs now for that $10. You know, eventually it's going to destroy you. Read up.
Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged,
read.
Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God.
It's going to be well with those that fear God, because if you fear God, you're going to seek those things that are well-pleasing unto him. If you fear God, you will keep his ways. If you fear it. But you don't fear him, and you damn sure don't love him. You damn sure don't love him. Because if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Read on up.
Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God,
read,
which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked.
But it will not be well with the wicked. Read.
Neither shall he prolong his days.
That means it's death. I see death around the corner. Read.
Which are as a shadow. Because he feareth not before God.
Now, I've always told y'all that death don't have to be physical. It can be physical, mental, or spiritual. As y'all know, we die as soon as we leave this Bible. As soon as we stop doing what this Bible say, we die. We right back in the world with the dead folks. It say he who remain, he who, give me, what's that, 21:16, Proverbs? Give me 21:16 right quick. Proverbs. Instead of quoting it, let's read it. 21:16, Proverbs.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 21 and verse 16.
Read.
The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
When we part from this Bible, when we not living what this Bible say, we dead. We dead. There is no life in us. We not speaking life into nobody because we telling them what the world tell us. But when you in these scriptures, when you in this Bible, you live in life everlasting. You speak life into people because you telling them what's right for their life. Hey, brother, stop sleeping with that man's wife or he blow your head off. Hey, sister, stop sleeping with that woman's husband before she cut your throat. Hey, brother, stop smoking them cigarettes, man, before you catch cancer. Hey, sister, stop dressing like that before somebody catch you and hit you upside the head and rape you. You know, we try to help. We try to help. But y'all want to have a faith. I had a wicked sister out there in full tights. One eyelash falling off. The other one pointed straight up to the sky. He don't care what I wear, so he don't care about you being out here dressed like a harlot. Really? Really? This is cool? See, this is what the church teach our people, not the Most High. Let's go back. Where were we at? Matter of fact, finish verse 16. Did we finish it? Okay, let's go to Psalms 119:57. The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 57.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 57.
Read.
Thou art my portion, O Lord.
Uh-huh.
I have said that I would keep thy words.
Do you understand what David is saying? He said, thou art my portion, O Lord. That means he only dealing with what the Most High is giving him. He's only dealing with the word. He said, I have said that I would keep thy word. Read.
I entreated thy favor with my whole heart.
Uh-huh.
Be merciful unto me according to thy word.
According to thy what?
According to thy word.
See how his word is supposed to be involved in every part of our life? Read.
I thought on my ways.
I knew I was in sin. I know I wasn't supposed to be committing adultery, committing idolatry, living in lasciviousness, destroying my temple. Read.
And turn my feet unto thy testimony.
And turn my feet to the truth, to what's good for an Israelite. Speak up on the things that are. Give me 2 Esdras 8:51 right quick. I might as well grab it and read it. 2 Esdras 8:51. Let me show y'all something, man. Read that for me.
This is the book of 2 Esdras, chapter 8 and verse 51.
Read.
But understand thou for thyself.
Uh-huh.
Seek out the glory for such as be like thee.
Seek out the glory for those who are Israelites, those who are part of the elect. Those who are walking in this word, keeping his commandments. Read.
For unto you is paradise open.
We need to be thinking up on that. Get yourself together. Trying to get our congregation together as one. Because we got paradise waiting on us.
That's right.
Read.
The tree of life is planted.
The what?
The tree of life is planted.
Read.
The time to come is prepared.
Uh-huh.
Plenteousness.
Read.
Is made ready. A city is built.
The kingdom is prepared. Read.
And rest is allowed.
Read.
Yea, perfect goodness and wisdom.
Perfect goodness and wisdom. Jump over to 9 and 13 right quick.
This is the book of 2 Esdras, chapter 9 and verse 13.
Read.
And therefore, be thou not curious how the ungodly shall be punished.
Don't be curious about that. Read.
And when? But inquire how the righteous shall be saved.
Inquire how the righteous shall be saved. Let me show you something. Read.
Whose the world is.
Whose the world is. Who the world belongs to. It belongs to the righteous. Read.
And for whom the world is created.
Why we won't get together, man, knock these scriptures down, come to this fire and get this Bible straight, get our lives in order, shake out this sin so we can get what belongs to us.
Bring it out.
We can't do it, man, because y'all, nobody wants to do the work. Nobody, man. Let's go back. Psalm 119. What was we at? 59? Read verse 59.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 59.
Read.
I thought on my ways,
uh-huh,
and turned my feet unto thy testimonies.
Read.
I made haste.
I hurried up. Read.
And delayed not.
Didn't waste no time. Read.
To keep thy commandments.
Why do we have to do this though? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to make haste to keep his commandments? Why do we have to make sure that we're doing these things? See, you wonder why you can't get the Bible precept in the right direction. You wonder why you can't get the right understanding. You wonder why you don't understand some of the things that Paul wrote. You wonder why you don't understand some of the things that Isaiah wrote. You wonder why you don't understand some of the things that Moses wrote. Give me 1:11 and 10 right quick.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 111 and verse 10.
Read.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom,
uh-huh,
a good understanding.
Read.
Have all they that do
that what?
That do
that what?
That do
read
his commandments.
He said that's the only way you're going to get a good understanding when you're putting it into action. So if you're still harming your temple, if you're still out here being a whoremonger, if you still, there's nothing you can say. If you're a liar, if you're a thief, there's nothing you can say. Because that will make you a hypocrite. Are we supposed to believe a hypocrite?
Bring it out.
Come on. Just tell me the truth. Read.
His praise endureth forever.
Back to Psalm 119, verse 61.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 61.
Read.
The bands of the wicked have robbed me.
Have did what?
Have robbed me.
They robbed us of our heritage, of our life, of everything that got to go. The wicked. And the wicked ain't just the white man, the Arab, the Chinese. The wicked is some of our people too.
That's right.
The two-thirds of our people, they robbed us of our life too.
That's right.
The two-thirds of our people, they living good with these other nations.
That's right.
While we still in the ghetto.
Bring it up.
Read up.
But I have not forgotten thy law.
Read.
At midnight.
Through everything we've done, we're not supposed to forget what we're supposed to do. Read.
At midnight, I will rise to give thanks.
Read.
Unto thee because of thy righteous judgments.
Read on.
I am a companion of all them that fear thee.
I am a companion of the one-third. I am a companion of all that fear the Most High. Why would you want to be a companion with them? Because they getting the understanding, because they keeping the law. That's why you want to be a companion with them. Read.
I am a companion of all them that fear thee.
Read.
And of them that keep thy precepts.
What do they do?
That keep thy precepts.
What do they do?
That keep thy precepts.
Understand that, man. I'm a companion of those who keep the precepts. I'm a companion of those who are walking in the way.
That's right.
Let's go back. John 5 and 45. The book of St. John, chapter 5, and verse 45.
This is the book of St. John, chapter 5, and verse 45.
Read.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you.
Read.
Even Moses. In whom ye trust.
In whom you what?
In whom ye trust.
Read up.
For had ye believed Moses.
As you did what?
For had ye believed Moses.
As you believed Moses. Read.
Ye would have believed me.
You also would have believed me. Read.
For he wrote of me.
Because he wrote the Torah. He wrote of him. He wrote the law. The statutes and commandments. This is what he wrote. Let's see what else he wrote of. Give me Deuteronomy 18:18 right quick. Deuteronomy 18:18. Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 18.
This is the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 18 and verse 18.
Read.
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren.
From among their brethren, from one of the tribes. Read.
Like unto thee.
Like unto Moses. Read.
And I will put my words in his mouth.
And the same words Moses wrote, he put in Christ's mouth. Read.
And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
And he's going to speak unto us all that he was commanded to speak. Read.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words.
Whosoever will not hearken unto the Bible. Read.
Which he shall speak in my name.
Because he speak these words in the name of the Lord. Read.
I will require it of him.
He will suffer for it. He that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Did y'all hear that? Wow. It's cold. But it's real. Give me Acts. Acts 7 and 37. The book of Acts, chapter 7 and verse 37.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 7 and verse 37.
Read.
This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel,
read,
a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brother, like unto me.
Read.
Him shall ye hear.
Read on.
This is he that was in the church of the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles.
Who received what?
Who received the lively oracles.
Read.
To give unto us.
So who was speaking with Moses? Who was that angel that was speaking with Moses in that burning fire? Who was that?
That was Yahusha.
Read on.
To whom our fathers would not obey.
To whom what?
To whom our fathers would not obey.
They would not obey the word, the oracles of the Lord. They wouldn't obey them. Read.
But thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt.
So let me explain something to you right quick, because I don't want y'all to get it twisted. The spirit of the Lord is in all the prophets. That flaming fire was a prophet of the Lord, but what was in that prophet? The word of God, the spirit. Just wanted y'all to know that before y'all get it twisted. Let's go back down and read verse 39 out.
Verse 39. To whom our fathers would not obey.
Our fathers would not obey the word the oracles read.
But thrust him from them.
But thrust them from them. They kicked the word away from them. They didn't want this word. Read.
And in their hearts.
And in their minds. Read.
Turn back again into Egypt.
That's why we have so many elders and bishops, and that's why we have so many of these other camps that's still working in the ways of the world, because they still have the mindset of Egypt. They still have the mindset of America. They want to profess themselves to be the wisest and the greatest. But when you do that, what are you doing? That's vainglory. That's putting yourself on a pedestal. That's the ways of the world. Everybody want to be seen as the greatest individual. What about let's be seen as the greatest nation? What about that? Where did we get lost in that?
That's what happens. James 2 and 14. The book of James chapter 2 and verse 14. James 2 and 14. Go ahead.
This is the book of the prophet James, chapter 2 and verse 14.
Read.
What doeth profit, my brother, though a man say he have faith and have not works?
What doeth profit if a man say he have faith, but he doesn't have any works? Read.
Can faith save him?
Can faith save him? Y'all have to understand something. When they were sacrificing the animals to the Lord, they had faith that these animals would repay for their sin. But they would not do the work in just doing what is obedience. That's why he said he requires obedience instead of sacrifice. Read.
If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food.
If a brother or sister be in sin and destitute of daily food, without understanding of the word, read.
And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, but ye warm and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body.
So we tell them, go in peace, be warmed and filled. But we didn't feed them this word. We didn't give them the covering. We didn't give them what they need. We just told them to go in peace. That's that fake prophet. Everything gonna be all right. Don't worry about your sin. Put some money in the plate. That's that fake prophet. Read.
What doeth it profit? Even so faith, if it have not works.
If it have what?
If it have not works.
Read.
Is dead.
Is what?
Is dead.
Read.
Being alone.
So you can't have the faith without the works. They both walk hand in hand. Read.
Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works.
Read.
Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by by my works.
I'm going to show you my faith in Christ by my works, by trusting him and keeping his word. I'm going to do that. Read.
Thou believest that there is one God.
Uh-huh.
Thou doest well.
Read.
The devils also believe and tremble.
And what?
And tremble.
Read.
But wilt thou know, O vain man?
O vain man. Read.
That faith without works is dead.
That faith without works is dead. Y'all can talk about how much you love Christ. Y'all can talk about how much y'all don't want to accord with him. Y'all can talk about all this personal relationship crap. But if you ain't doing the work, what you do is in vain. It's dead. Give me Sirach 51 and 30. Go ahead. The book of Sirach, chapter 51, verse 30.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 51 and verse 30.
Read.
Work your work be time.
That means keep these commandments all the time. Read.
And in his time, he will give you your reward.
And in his time, he will give you your reward. 1 Corinthians 15, 58.
First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58.
Read.
Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast.
Read.
Unmovable.
Rooted and grounded. Read.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord. What task did God command us to do? What task did he command us to do? Keep his commandments. What task did he command us to do? Keep his commandments. Read.
For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
When we doing what the Lord say do, it's not in vain. When we put in action the word, it's not in vain. James 1 and 22. The book of James, chapter 1, and verse 22.
This is the book of the prophet James, chapter 1, and verse 22.
Read.
But be ye doers of the word.
But do what?
But be ye doers of the word.
Do your work, man. Read.
And not hearers only.
And not just hearers, because those hearers, those are the ones that, I got faith, I believe. He said, be ye a doer. A doer is putting in action. Read.
Deceiving your own selves.
Doing what?
Deceiving your own selves.
Thinking that your faith gonna get you the kingdom. Thinking that your faith produces the light that's in you, the kingdom that's in you. Thinking that your faith make these things happen. It don't. Because faith without works is dead.
That's right.
Read.
For if any be a hearer of the word.
For if any be a hearer of the word. Read.
And not a doer.
And not a what?
And not a doer.
Read.
He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Beholding his natural face. Did he say his spiritual face? He said his natural face in a glass. He's looking at the same person he was. Read.
For he beholdeth himself.
Uh-huh.
And goeth his way.
And goeth his way. He didn't find the life. He didn't lose his life and find Christ. He found his life. Read.
And straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. And
straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was when he was in his truth. I'm telling y'all, man, it's not that hard. Read.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
And whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the perfect law of freedom. Read.
And continueth therein.
And continueth therein. Read.
He being not a forgetful hearer.
He being not a forgetful hearer, meaning he keep the words that he hear. Read.
But a doer of the word.
But a putter, he puts it in action. Read.
This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
This man shall be blessed in what he does. Because he does what he seeks out, what's well pleasing unto the Lord.
That's right.
1 Samuel. Matter of fact, keep reading. Verse 26. My bad.
Verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart,
read.
This man's religion is vain.
This man's religion is in vain. 1 Samuel 2 and 3. Show you about your people. 1 Samuel 2 and 3. We hear it all the time, but hey, you can't hear these scriptures in the Bible enough. Maybe if we say them enough to you, you might just do them. Read.
This is the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2 and verse 3.
Read.
Talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth.
Read.
For the Lord is a God of knowledge.
So a lot of our people think they know everything. But the Lord is a God of knowledge. Read.
And by him, actions are weighed.
He ain't worried about, he ain't looking at the sacrifice that you put toward him by talking about it. He looking at the sacrifice you put toward him by being about this word. By being about these commandments. Baruch 1 and 17.
This is the book of Baruch, chapter 1 and verse 17.
Read.
For we have sinned before the Lord.
My people, y'all still in sin, man, before the Lord. Read.
And disobeyed him. And have not hearkened unto the voice of the Lord our God.
That's why we. That's why they say we have eyes that see not and ears that hear not. We still in sin. Read.
To walk in the commandments that he gave us openly. Since the day that the Lord brought our forefathers out of the land of Egypt.
Read.
Unto this present day. We have been disobedient.
We have been what?
We have been disobedient.
We have been very disobedient because we want to talk about this word, but we don't want to be about this word. Read.
We have been disobedient unto the Lord our God. And we have been negligent. We have been negligent.
We have been careless. Read.
In not hearing his voice.
Because he's telling you to keep his commandments, but you're steady breaking them, but you think you... And you think you're studying to show yourself approved. How you going to study to show yourself approved, rightfully dividing the word of God, if you don't even have the understanding because you're still in sin? Read.
Wherefore, the evils cleave unto us. And the curse.
And the what?
And the curse.
Read.
Which the Lord appointed by Moses, his servant, at the time that he brought our fathers out of the land of Egypt. To give us a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Read.
Like as it is to see this day. Nevertheless, we have not hearkened.
We have what?
We have not hearkened.
We still not listening. Read.
Unto the voice of the Lord our God. According unto all the words of the prophets.
Read.
Whom he sent unto us. But every man followed the imagination of his own wicked heart.
Of his own mind, doing the things that please his flesh, doing the things that please him, not doing what's pleasing unto the Lord. Read.
To serve strange gods.
To do what?
To serve strange gods.
Whatever you put before God, that's your strange God. I don't care what it is, sack of weed, crack, cigarettes, another man's wife, another woman's husband. I don't care what it is, that's your God. Read.
And to do evil. In the sight of the Lord our God.
And due to do evil in his sight. That's just a slap in his face. To continue to do it. James 2 and 26. You might as well slap him in the face. Might not want to do that, but I'm just saying.
This is the book of James, chapter 2 and verse 26.
Read.
For as the body without the spirit is dead.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so us, when we in this world, we dead. Read.
So faith without works is dead
So your faith without the works behind it is dead also. I don't care what you are. If you got pride on you, you don't want to talk to your brother, you don't want to bring it to your table. Hey, you in sin too. You in sin, brother. We calling everybody to the table. Y'all still ain't came. That's pride and sin. I guess you don't see it how you see it. 1 John 3 and 4. The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 4.
This is the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4.
Read.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law.
Read.
For sin is the transgression of the law.
So sin is the breaking of God's law. Read.
And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Uh-huh.
And in him is no sin.
Read.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
So whosoever's walking with Christ, walking with Yahushua, sinneth not. Read.
Whosoever sinneth have not seen him.
And whosoever's in sin, they have not seen Yahushua. They have not seen the light that's in them. They have not seen the kingdom. Read.
Neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you.
Uh-huh.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Read on.
He that committeth sin is of the devil.
Is of the deceiver. Is of the world. Read.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Read.
For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest.
Uh-huh.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
That he might destroy the works of the devil, the works of the deceiver. Read.
Whosoever is born of God
doeth
not commit sin.
Because he's keeping the laws. If you're born of God, you're taking heed unto his word. You're observing, you're obeying. Read.
For his seed remaineth in him.
Uh-huh.
And he cannot sin.
Well, what's the seed that's in us that helps us not to sin? The seed, the plant is the word.
Right.
Read.
Because he is born of God.
Read on.
In this, the children of God are manifest.
Uh-huh.
And the children of the devil.
And the children of the deceiver. Because guess what? They deceiving a lot of brothers around them. Read.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God.
Is not of God. Read.
Neither he that loveth not his brother.
Uh-huh.
For this is the message.
That's it. But he that loveth not his brother. Where's the brotherly love at, Israel?
Bring it out.
Where is it at? I know everybody here is trying to talk to him. Where the brotherly love at? Where is that? Where's the reaching back out to your brother? He calling school. Where you at? Where y'all at on coming to the table, man? Where you at? I mean, it's about to get bad. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, man. It's about to be real bad. And due to the fact that these brothers have pride on them and stopping us from coming together. But this is the last time that I'm gonna address it. I'm done with it. From here on out, I'm concentrating on waking up the sheep. I'm concentrating on bringing those in. But even when you bring them in, when they see that the school has too much pride on them to bring it to the table, what are they going to think about you? What are they going to think about you? See, some of y'all been on a pedestal. Some of y'all ain't really living that bad, so y'all really not affected. But when I look around here, man, I see a bunch of brothers in the ghetto, man. They living around a bunch of foolishness and crime and pistols and police that want to kill us and trash everywhere. Ain't no drug rehabs over here. Ain't no alcoholism rehabs over here. Nothing's over here. So I'm asking y'all, when y'all gonna stop playing games and really, really, really love the people? Really, really care about the people? Some of us cool being on our own little pedestal, man. On that, I'm gonna say shalom.